Elephant training. Welcome to our dear visitors at Győr Zoo. Our African elephant training will start soon, during which the trainer and the animal will show you the movements and exercises that every elephant in the zoo needs to ensure a good quality of life. The Győr Zoo has four African bull elephants: Pembe, the largest and oldest, Bubu, Rangri, and Kito, the Hungarian elephant, who is the smallest. During the training, you will see preparations for various veterinary examinations, movement exercises with one of them, and familiarization with other situations, such as pre-transport preparations. During the training, the trainer is separated from the elephant by a wall to protect the safety of both. The elephant can decide that he doesn't want to work and leave, and in a disagreement he can't accidentally harm the trainer. This method is called protective contact. The training procedure is a positive reinforcement method, which is used here at the Győr Zoo, not only with elephants, but also with rhinos and chimpanzees, for example. The animal is rewarded with a snack when it performs the requested task well. And if it doesn't do it right or doesn't even start, there is no punishment. The elephant's high intelligence means that it quickly figures out what is expected of it, so even if it gets a little distracted, the training can resume shortly. If there is a prolonged period of unsuccessful performance, they will move on to another task that the animal can perform stably. This is rewarded to get its motivation and attention back. The exercises shown during the training. The elephant stands parallel to the wall and sticks its ear out on the wall. This movement prepares the animal for blood sampling. The assistant trainer then touches, taps, and pinches the blood vessels at the back of the ear, simulating blood collection. This gets the elephant used to sensation, making the process of blood collection less stressful for everyone. But why the ear is needed for this? The skin of African elephants can be up to 3 cm thick on their bodies, making it almost impossible to draw blood. These animals do not sweat, but their ears have lots of blood vessels close to the skin surface, which dilate in a warm weather and can cool themselves. This fact is therefore exploited by the veterinary profession when taking blood samples. The elephant on both sides must be able to do this because, like us humans, they don't always get it right the first time. The elephant puts its legs out through the wall one by one. It is used to check the integrity of the limbs, the length of the nails, and can also be used for bathing and grooming. The assistant trainer touches the feet at several points, examining the sole to see if there are any injuries or lesions. By examining the animal at such close range, you can detect everything, tell the vet in time, and start any necessary treatment. Elephants in the wild take care of their own nail length as they walk a lot on a variety of surfaces so they can wear down overgrown nails. In zoos, they don't have to walk as much to find food, so their nails can overgrow and have to be brushed back by the care team. The animal is also used to this in advance to make this important intervention safer for everyone. When placing the hind legs, the trainer uses pointers to show the elephant which leg to place and where to place it, as it cannot see backwards. By placing the bamboo stick, the elephant knows which way to look for the opening in the wall, so it can understand the task with a slight touch. The assistant trainer not only touches the limbs, but also strokes the elephant's tail. This is necessary because if blood sampling on the animal's ear has failed, it is also tried here and the elephant is used to this. The elephant faces the wall, then steps back. This task is called baking up. At the Deer Zoo, the elephants can enter the buildings through corridors with doors at the beginning and at the end, all weighing almost a ton each. When you let the elephant in, you ask it to step back, creating a safe distance between the door and the elephant so that the gate is not accidentally pushed against the elephant's trunk. The elephant stands next to the wall and then lies down on one side and the other. It is a very important task because if any medical intervention is needed, which is done under anesthesia, it is always started with the laying down. Imagine an animal weighing several tons being stunned, anesthetized in a standing position. It may sustain injuries when falling down and it may not be lying down in the right position. The elephant is then laid down on its side, where it will lie during the procedure, and the anesthetics are administered. This protects against unnecessary injuries and makes everyone's job easier. The elephant should also be able to do this on the both sides. Elephants rarely lie down on their own. This form of rest is more common in calves. Older adult animals sleep standing up and alert. Therefore, not all the elephants here can present this exercise. The two younger ones, Kito and Rangwi, are skilled at presenting, while Pembe and Bubu only have the task on their behind-the-scene training list because they are not always willing to do it. The elephant stands to one side and then to the other of the training wall, lifts its trunk and opens its mouth. This exercise involves a dental examination, monitoring the color of the mucous membranes, the condition of the molars and the tusks. African elephants have 6 sets of molars, which they replace at intervals throughout their lives. The old tooth wears away and falls out, but a new, healthy tooth is available in its place. The keepers like to check the elephant's teeth, because if intervention is needed, it has to be done quickly, or if the chewing surface of the tooth is already very worn, they can change the quality of the feed so that the elephant's condition does not deteriorate. African elephants have a poor digestive system. Much of their feed is excreted as dung and only a small preparation is used, which is why it is important to have the right quality of food. The trainers also review the tusks, as there are some animals that don't take care of this, banging them against hard surfaces, breaking them so they can crack. The crack provides a free path for pathogens, which in turn can cause inflammation of the inner tissues of the tusks. Anyone who has ever had a toothache will know how uncomfortable it is and how it requires urgent intervention. If it cannot be treated with medication, the elephant's tusks may be removed. This doesn't negatively affect the elephant's life, especially in zoo conditions. When bathing, the base of the tusk is also rinsed out, as feed residue, earth and other substances can get in here, which can also give rise to infection. The elephant releases its trunk through a window, into which the assistant trainer pours water. Trainers leave the trunk and after a short wait, pour the liquid into bucket. With this task, they can take a sample of elephant's nasal mucosa. From this sample, they can detect the presence of various diseases in the laboratory, such as tuberculosis, which is also dangerous for elephants. It is an important and complex exercise that is practiced every day with each elephant. This way, they can ensure that they can carry out their task in a stable way under all circumstances and provide the animal with timely care when it is needed. Positive reinforcement training is always finished with a larger, extra dose of reward food. This lets the animal know that the job is done, that he doesn't have to pay attention to what is asked of him, and it also leaves a long-term positive memory, so he is motivated to go back to the training wall for the next session. This is the end of our elephant training. Thank you very much for your attention. Our daily program of attractions can be viewed on the information boards located at the arena entrance, opposite the entrance to the playhouse hall and the main entrance. Stay with us for the rest of the day. Thanks again for joining us, and we wish you more fun at the Gyor Zoo.